Good morning, Rick. Zayim Chayodim Klal Samaches Simen Chafalov. It's a Mishabura in Simen Kufan Dalit in Sif Katan Laman Aleph. He says a person cannot be Mishnamish with a safer for his own benefit. So it's sunny out and he wants to use the safer to block the sun. He wants to put a safer under another safer to raise the safer he's learning. So he says that's mutter, because that's part of the process of being mishtamish for learning. It makes the learning better. So that would be considered mutter. There's an argument to say that it's mutter. If there's already another safer there, so safer A is already in place, you want to add safer B on top of it. You didn't put the safer A there for that purpose. That, everybody agrees, is as mutter, and that's it. The source of that is a chayda, which we had earlier. If a person's learning and he wants to block the sun, which is shining on his sefer, it's blinding him a little bit, it's hard to see. Again, we would have the same type of swara, and he's doing it for the purpose of helping for the limud, and that's mutter. A person has a blank piece of paper and he wants to make some lines, so he wants to, he needs a hard surface to make the lines. He wants to write the Torah on it. So he wants to take a pen or take a pencil, take a ruler, and make some lines across the paper, and this way he'll be able to write on it. So he cannot do that on a safer, leaning on a safer, putting the paper on a safer. Writing Divrei Torah on the paper while this paper is leaning on a safer. So you're using the safer as your clipboard to write against. Arguably, which should not be appropriate, but the tzarich limud, we're going to say laid the best in masna purpose. Storing pieces of paper in one's safer, in one's gemara. So paper which has Divrei Torah written on it, that's not a problem. It's Divrei Torah, it's a Divrei Torah. Blank paper, I want to store some blank paper in the back of my gemara for the purpose of having it available. A person cannot do that. That blank paper doesn't have, it's your storing paper in your safer, and that's not something a person could do. Mishabura points out that if you're writing this, you need to write a note about something which is not Divrei Torah, and you want to use the safer, leaning the paper against the safer, that's clearly not acceptable. A person has a has a bookcase, which is designated for the purpose of putting swarm on it. Can he put other items on the bookcase, which are not swarm items? It's an arguably tashmish. It's a tashmish of kedusha. Mishabura says no. We look at the kricha, we look at the binding on the sefer, as a tashmish of kedusha, and therefore the bookcase is a tashmish to tashmish. Let's say you store items on the bookcase which are not bound. You have this little paperback, a contrasim type of thing, which the actual paper of the safer that it's written on is touching directly to the bookcase. So then there would be a problem of putting other things on the bookcase. If you make an explicit tanai lechatchila, before you start using the bookcase, that you're not be miyachad, it's only for the purpose of svarim, you want to use it for other purposes as well, so the tanai would work. A person falls asleep on the sefer, so he's using the sefer as a pillow, right? So that would be inappropriate. Rabbi Sonnenfeld has a tshuva which is quoted both in the Piskei Tshuva and in the Voice of Dirshu on over here. That he says that you do not need to awaken them, because that's what happens when people learn. People sometimes fall asleep, so that goes into the lay bez and masna type of arguments. Putting other things inside of a sefer, some people have admitted that they put the Mishnah mentions before using tzitzis, which became puzzle, as a bookmark. So that's part of hishtamshes for the purpose of the sefer. You want to keep, you want to be able to find the sefer in the find the right place right away. So that's the establishment of limud. So that's going to be mutter. Just to store something there, obviously, when a person has letters that they get from home and they want to store them once upon a time, wants to store them in the back of their safer, that would be inappropriate. The Mishnah Berurah points out that Leibes and Masna, that we're suggesting over here, that the source is the Trumas Hadeshin, and the Trumas Hadeshin says, I'm trying to be Malamed Eskus on what's going on. So therefore, he does say it's appropriate when a person is Menadev something to the Zibur, it's best that a person should speak out the Tanai, that I'm going to allow it to be, I'm making this Tanai, that I'm not being Miyachad only for the elements of this Tashrish of Kedusha. I'm going to allow it to be available for other purposes as well. Okay. As Hashem, we will talk about some of the lochas of Geniza in the upcoming Shurim, what it requires Geniza and what doesn't. Then we'll move on to the next Simon. Meanwhile, have a good day.